Dit is die klanke van Lee en Kolwane. Lee en Kolwane. Feestelik. Welcome here at 100.5, Lee en.
Thank you.
Now I can understand why you won that big award. Congratulations on your scholarship to the New York Conservatory for Dramatic Arts and also the award for Best Teen Vocals and Dance that you have received. We are, I'm sure, the whole Mpumalanga is very proud of you. And tell us, how did it come about? Where did you hear from it? And how did it? How did you qualify for it?
So my modeling teacher, Candace, told me I could go to ITS. So I was really excited because there would be a lot of agents and scholarships, everything there. So when we went...
Okay, just explain ITS for me, please.
Okay, so ITS is the International Talent Showcase. It's basically like a competition. It's international, of course.
And where did that take place?
In Florida.
Florida?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, there's dancers, models, singing and acting, and agents for all the type of categories.
Yes.
And I did five categories. I did monologue, TV commercial, dance, singing, and yeah, I think that was five.
Yeah.
So I did those, yeah, and I won the singing and dancing. And I got a scholarship to New York Conservatory.
When did this happen? Last year or this year?
It was
this
year. Last week.
Last week?
Yes.
Are you freshly out of Florida?
Yes, yes.
Good grief. Now, did you grow up in a musical family?
Not really.
Where did the interest start?
I've always liked like singing and playing instruments, guitar, ukulele. So it was just an interest of mine. No one in my family does like music stuff at all. It's just me.
Isn't it strange? One person just stands out.
Yeah, I'm starting it. It's fine.
In Mark, you are, just explain to me. You are modeling, part of a modeling agency that she's part of, or what?
Right, Charles. Firstly, good afternoon, and thank you to yourself and to Laugh Out Radio 100.5 for having us here this afternoon. It's absolutely awesome and a privilege. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure.
Yes, my wife owns Master Models Talent here in Nelspruit. It's our 12th year of modeling and personal development here in the Lowveld. And yes, one of our platforms, with the directors of ITS International Talent Showcase in America. Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you fit in.
Yes, sir.
Ah. How old are you now, Leanne?
I'm 14.
14?
Yes.
And you won this scholarship of 15,000 rand. That is almost, what, 260,000 rand?
Yeah.
Yes, if you put it back into rands, $15,000, it's substantial. The rand dollar is now sitting at just over 17.
Good grief.
Yeah. Almost 300.
Charles, if I can add, she got two scholarships. She got the $15,000, which is a full year scholarship.
Yeah.
And then she got a $1,500 scholarship as well, which is for the summer camp.
Yeah.
So next year, July, Leanne and her mom will be departing for New York.
And also in New York, the summer camp will take place in New York.
In New York, yes. So her and her mom will fly next year, July. They'll partake in the summer camp, and then after school, Leanne will look at relocating to New York for the full year bursary.
Okay. You can take it anywhere that you can. 14, I mean, you must first finish your school.
Yeah, first finish
before
high school.
You leave. Isn't it exciting? New York, I mean, it's too big to grasp. You know?
It was very unexpected, but I'm really excited to go and, yeah.
Goodness. What is the most, is it mostly music or dance? What do you prefer?
That's hard. But I'm really into like more of the dance section if I had to choose more of dance. Yeah.
Goodness. Can't you play us a little more ukulele and give us another song? Please.
Okay.
Thank you. It is beautiful, really.
Can I do the same
yes,
song?
Yes, just go for it.
Okay.
Go.
She is half your age, and I'm guessing that's the reason that you stray. I heard you've been missing me. You've been telling people things you shouldn't be, like how we creep around when she ain't around. Haven't you heard these rumors? Bless your soul, she got your head in the clouds. She made a fool out of you, and boy, she's bringing you down. She made your heart melt, but I'm cold to the core. Now rumor has it I'm the one you're leaving her for.
Goodness, an adult voice, you know, 14 years old. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And this, Mark, tell us more about the International Talent Showcase. How did it, are they coming around, or you, as you said, you introduced her to this platform?
Yes, what happens, Charles, we're the directors in South Africa for International Talent Showcase.
Yes.
So what happens, there's two conventions a year, but the July convention works well for us because it falls within our school holidays.
Yeah.
So what happens, it's a nice convention in terms of it's reasonably small and it's exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
There's other conventions out there, and the participants come through in hundreds.
Mm.
Whereas this convention, the South Africans is normally like a large part of the group with a couple of locals. And the benefit of this is you've got your entertainment industry leaders that come to scout for new talent.
Okay.
So you've got modeling agencies, you've got movie directors, mm. you've got casting agents, you've got a lot of the big household brands that we know is at the convention scouting for talent.
Mm.
The nice thing with a small group like this is our participants have got the privilege of personalized attention. And what happens, it's about a six-day trip, and the participants get coaching and mentoring from international well-known brands
mm.
that mentor these kids. They do workshops with them. So it's a full six-day program. They do very well. They learn a lot during that time. And then also what happens, there's certain competitions that take place also. It's part of the process while the agents are scouting for talent.
Mm.
And I don't know if I can take the liberty here quickly, if I can give you some of the results from our South African team attended.
Yes.
So I'm just going to read through the list quickly. We had one of our participants, Nicholas, he got a R1,000 scholarship at the New York Conservancy as well as overall male model of the year.
Hmm.
Michelle Orkers got best photography teen, signed by Corestone Management Canada, as well as Uno Model Management in Florida. Jana van Oudtshoorn got overall teen model of the year. Dominique Null, overall teen actor, and $1,000 scholarship from New York Conservancy.
Yeah.
And then Tando is the overall child winner of the year. Al May was our female model of the year, also signed by Corestone Model Management.
Mm.
And then Leanne, she did very good. She's best singer dancer of the year. She got a $15,000 scholarship from New York Conservancy of the Dramatic Arts, as well as $1,000 scholarships for the summer camp. And then Ompile also got $1,500 scholarship, also at New York Conservancy for the Dramatic Arts, as well as the most prestigious art for female actor of the year. So if you have a listen to that, Charles, can you hear that the South Africans really did
very
did
well
at the convention, yes.
Yes. Tell me, for the other potential candidates, how will they go about in getting noticed for such an award in the future?
What we've done, Charles, is we like to keep our recognition local, especially in the Lowveld. If you look at the industry as a whole, most of the opportunities take place Joburg, Cape Town, Durban. Mm. And as a result, we have really left Archer in the low fault.
Yeah.
So what we've done, our scouting platform for ITS, we've teamed up with the low folder, and it's an event that's called Low Folders Got Talent.
Mm.
So the scouting for this event starts taking place in September at Ilanga Mall. So for those participants that would like to enter the Low Folder Got Talent, it's a free entry competition. Scouting will be on Saturdays throughout most of September.
Yeah.
So they can come get scouted there. And then what happened last year at the final event, we had a live video stream from America with the director of ITS, Sharon McCarthy. She sat via the live streaming link, and she identified certain candidates that she felt was worthy of attending the convention this year.
Yeah.
So the same thing will take place in September. We'll have scouting for Low Folder Got Talent in September. The final event will be in October, and then there'll also be a scouting opportunity there to attend ITS International Talent Showcase.
Will this be annually, or will it happen this year as well?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, for this year, we've had the convention now in July. That's what Leanne arrived back from.
Yeah.
But this year, we will now scout for the 2023 convention.
Goodness. Well, one day we will see... Not Leanne Rimes, we will see Leanne Kolwani's big name. People will pay, hopefully pay to see you, whatever you're going to do. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Are you going to, I mean, this is really a foot into the big time. Really, a foot in the big time. Are you going to carry on with this as a...
If I
career?
Can, I 100% will, because it's something I'm really interested in, and I'm happy to be taking a next step in.
Yeah. And Charles, it's true to say it's a big step. I just want to check how well Leanne has done her homework. Can you give us some of the name brands or the household brands that has come from the New York Conservancy, Leanne?
So the agents?
Yes.
Okay, so Carolina Talent with Mark Soper. There was Coastal Models with Gabby and Machal.
Enough.
Forgot his name. David Elliott with the top five of, like, every single acting industry. Like, he's at the top.
Yeah.
So he was there. It was very fun. And, yeah, that's all I can remember.
Well, thank you very much for making time to come and visit here at 100.5 FM. And good luck. Good luck with your career. It's paved out for you, basically, and you have talent. I dearly want to see you dance, but we've heard you play the ukulele, and your song, your voice is absolutely adult at this stage.
Thank you. Good luck
with it. Thank you for coming to 100.5 FM. Donkey Mark, thank you.
Charles, great spending some time with you, and we value and appreciate you guys. Keep up the great work, and we most certainly listening and supporting all the way. Thank you, 100.5 FM.
There you go.